My next today is Emily Leffert, soon to be a graduate from Purdue University's College of Technology. And she is lucky enough to have 6 years of production experience, sales experience, and marketing experience through working for her parents' manufacturing company, Fopper's Pet Treat Bakery. And she is currently going through the interview process for an entry-level position after she graduates next month. Emily's an Indiana resident and has been all of her life. She's hoping to network and gain more insight in the manufacturing and sales prospects at this point. But Emily, it's just a pleasure having you with us today on Directional Motivation.
Thank you.
So Emily, you've got an interesting background. You know, as I understand, your parents were farmers, but also business owners as well in terms of owning a retail business or manufacturing and retail business. Tell us a bit about the advantages maybe that you've had because of that.
I would say the biggest advantage is learning firsthand what to do and what not to do. I feel like I have an upper hand with other people my age because they haven't had that experience. So to be in a manufacturing setting, in a sales setting, and seeing what it actually takes to run a business, I feel is something that has led me to where I am today, having an upper hand as compared to my classmates. Especially a lot of the classes we're taking now for production and leadership and human resources, just how to lead and how to effectively manage a company. It opens my eyes to the reality that people my age don't have a lot of experience in that field.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you touched on in that position, like with your parents' company? And some people say, well, you know, it's a parents' company, you know, had kind of an easy go of it, but that's typically not the case in a family-owned company. The responsibilities and the demands actually many times are even more increased than that they would be in a private setting type of thing.
Right. They actually, my mom is 51% owner and my dad is 49%, and my mom runs the actual facility and oversees everything. She's, you know, the head boss. And it's actually a lot harder in a family setting because instead of, you know, maybe talking with your employee, she yells at me as a daughter. Or if she's a lot harder on me, she expects more of me, she pushes me harder because she's my mom and my boss at the same time. So it's definitely a challenge. My sister actually runs the production floor. My dad works on the machinery if there's ever an issue. My grandpa's involved. He also works there. So it's a real family effort, and everyone that we bring in becomes part of our family because it's a small manufacturing company. So on a normal day, you hear us all screaming and yelling at each other and, you know, crying with each other, and it's just a really, really small, close-knit environment. And so I would definitely say they're a lot harder on me than another employee.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You're an advisor to our Directional Motivation site, I just want to share with the audience, we have advisors that are high school kids. We have advisors that are, you know, individuals currently going to college, new graduates, all the way up to company presidents, industry leaders, that type of thing. And so it's, you know, I just wanted to give our listeners different perspectives from different levels of experience. And so what, you know, as an advisor, what drew you to the motivational site? And, you know, what prompted you to get involved? Maybe what do you see as the benefits, you know, for other individuals, if they made use of our services, that type of thing?
Well, I really love the site. The functionality is great. My favorite part of the site is actually the blog, where all the interviews are with, you know, industry leaders, Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies. I think it's great to hear their perspective as employers and interviewers to know what to say when I walk into an interview, to know how to act, to know who to connect with and network with. That was my biggest draw to the website because I feel like the information on the website is very true to form, and a lot of college campuses and high schools don't really talk about the full in and out process when it comes to interviewing and networking. I feel like that, you know, there's a 10-step program, if you want to call it that, that they go through, but I don't really feel that it's necessarily pertinent to every situation. So I really feel like directional motivation does a great job of giving you real tips to how to succeed in an interview.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, it's interesting because I've talked to a lot of colleges, and some have been very open to what we're doing, and some say, well, we have our program to get individuals coming out of college acclimated to the interview environment or to the manufacturing environment, that type of thing. And yet when I talk to a number of college graduates, they'll say, well, it really doesn't prepare us for what we're for the real world kind of thing. And I'm not against colleges at all. What's that?
Not at all. It actually, we have at Purdue, we have the Center for Career Opportunities, which is basically a website and a walk-in area where you can speak with people that can help you find jobs. And they'll help you find a job that you might be interested in, but they don't see you through the interview process. They don't coach you on what to say and what not to say or how to act. They really don't see the process through. They kind of just hand you a couple things and send you on your way. And because of that, and because of the economy and the job market, the placement rate has gone down tremendously for new college graduates. And I really feel that directional motivation should be made into a program that's on campuses everywhere that would really push new graduates and upcoming graduates to get out there and network and interview. Even if you don't think the company might be your 100% fit, if they ask you for an interview, go. Go just to get the experience and see what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Emily, because I've had individuals where I've talked to them about an opportunity, and they said, well, I don't know. It's not quite what I'm looking for, and I'm not a high-pressure recruiter at all, and you've dealt with me as well, so I think you'd back that up. But and I said, well, you know, you might want to go in and check, and because they offer this type of culture, it seems to fit for some of the things that you mentioned, and they go in there, and they go, wow. And they come back out and say, you know what, I'm sure glad that we did pursue that, even though it wasn't number one on our list at the time. You know, it goes from a number five to absolute number one, let's do it type of thing. And so the fact that you mentioned go to the interview, I think that's very important. And to the other thing that I think it does is it gives, if you go through and do a number of interviews, it gives you a better understanding of what it is you truly want yourself. You know, when you interview with individuals in different settings, you see the pluses and the minuses, and it'll help you in probably defining your career track. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. It's so difficult, you know, getting ready to graduate from college, and I have a lot of different opportunities and a lot of people pulling me in 50 different directions, and it's hard to say, oh, I know what I want to do for the rest of my life. So if you don't narrow yourself, the worst thing that you know, new grads can do is narrow their geographical location. Be open to relocating. Be open to working for different companies. And also, I think a lot of college grads have this idea in their head that as soon as they graduate, they're going to find the job of their dreams and be happy for the rest of their lives in that one position. Some people do find that, and that's wonderful, but you have to remember that you're going in as you have your degree, but you're basically at the bottom of the totem pole. You have to work your way up. And so I really feel, you know, I really feel that a lot of people say that we are the generation of entitlement. We feel entitled. And I venture to agree with that, even though that's my generation. I feel that people really need to press hard and keep their options open.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I would agree. Because you never know where the career track is going to go, and the interest levels that you might have today aren't necessarily what they are going to be tomorrow. And when you take and explore different areas, you go, wow, you know, you get into a different area and, or a different department sometimes. You go into a manufacturing environment and you start out in say, production or something like that. And you rise up and they see talent in you and they say, how about, would you feel comfortable in a purchasing role? And you find out that, boy, that's your first love. And end up being a purchasing manager, you know, whatever the case may be, director of purchasing, global purchasing. You never know where it's going to take you. But, you know, I think the flexibility that you're talking about is really important. I really do. When you, you've used our site, the Directional Motivation site, as you prepare, a couple things maybe that you might share with the interviewers, and I know you mentioned this just a little bit earlier, but maybe some specifics that you used in your preparation from the site that was helpful for you?
Okay, well, when it came to interviewing with different companies, that initial interview, you want to make sure that you know the company, that you know the history and the background. They're going to ask you questions like, what are your three core values? Why do you want to work here? What drew you to our company? And you really need to make sure that you have those answers on the tip of your tongue. They want to see that you're interested in working for their company and that you did your homework. So basically what I do is if I've been contacted by someone that wants to conduct an interview, the first thing I do is Google that company and learn as much as I can about that company. Are they privately owned? Are they publicly owned? What kind of benefits do they have? You want to make sure that the company itself has the same core values that you have as an individual. If they don't match up, honestly, in my opinion, don't even bother if those same values don't match up. You want to find a company that shares the same ideals as you. But just doing research, another great resource is if you have a recruiter, talk to your recruiter. And on top of that, contact human resources. Ask them questions if you have questions. Don't be afraid to reach out to people in the company. That's what they want to see, that you have initiative.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the interviews that I don't believe is on our site at this present date, but will be shortly, is an interview that we conducted with an executive recruiter, and she shared some really good insights into researching companies through LinkedIn, into advanced searches. They don't cost you anything, but doing some very specific ways of research on companies through LinkedIn, and also through Glassdoor, and addressing the different cultures and things like that, and ways to find out more information on companies that aren't necessarily readily available, but they are public information. And so it's very, very helpful that way. And I think that would be a very good interview for people to listen to in the future. So you've got a variety of backgrounds. You know, you've been, you know, with your parents in their company doing marketing, and you were doing production and some different things. What do you see, you know, what types of positions are you looking for? And, you know, there may be an employer out there that says, ooh, I like Emily. And what are you looking for? What kind of companies do you see being a good fit for you?
Through working with my family company and just my personal self, my three main values are leadership, customer service, and teamwork. And I'm looking for companies that share those same values. You know, through learning in school about the Denning philosophy, Edward Denning, you know, America is overmanaged and underled. So I'm looking for a company that has great leadership in their facility. As far as what category I'm looking in, I've kept my heart and my mind open to everything, whether it be sales, production, marketing, human resources. I have the background for each of those, and I strive and I learn every day, and I don't feel that I'm limited to one specific category over another.
Mm-hmm. Good. Very good. I understand that your mother was just on the QVC network this morning. Were you able to be part of that effort to help your parents, you know, getting their company in front of such a large audience?
Well, I have to attribute a lot of software success to my mother. She is very driven and motivated, and I'm definitely proud to have someone like her to look up to. I did redo all of our packaging about 2 years ago. We were in a sales rut, and we were wondering, you know, what we could do to improve our sales. And I did not like our packaging. It was very dark, very hidden. It didn't really attract the eye. So I took it upon myself to contact a graphic designer, and I worked closely with her for a few months and came up with a yellow and teal packaging, which is very bright, very attractive. It's cheery. It took us a while to get there, and actually through that process, we had 5 or 6 different designs that we couldn't really choose from. So what I did is I took it upon myself to present it to a few of my classes at Purdue and ask them, as an end consumer, when you're walking through Walmart or PetSmart or Big Lots or wherever our product is, which one of these would attract your eye? And the consensus was the yellow. And so it was really great to get that feedback from that standpoint, so I knew how to move forward. So we relaunched all of our packaging. We relaunched our website. We redid our customer service. And after that launch, our sales have actually, we hit over $1 million in sales this year. And we increased our sales by over 35%. And I don't want to say that that's all attributed to the packaging, because it's definitely been an effort on all of our parts to get out there and get our name out there and push the product harder. But it's definitely been a huge difference between our old packaging and our new packaging.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you really have touched in a lot of different areas.
Yes, I have. I've been very lucky, and I've been very fortunate for my parents to own their own businesses. I sit in class, and I hear some of the responses from students on how to speak to your employees or how to run a business, and I'm almost sad for them because they haven't had the experience. They haven't had the opportunity to network. I have, you know, hundreds of corporate contacts that I can call on a regular basis and touch base with, and I just feel so, I feel so blessed and so lucky that I've had that opportunity, and I really feel like a lot of my classmates are going to get a very hard reality check when they graduate, and I just wish that other people had the same opportunity I've had.
I want to mention your parents' company again, as long, and I think they would appreciate this probably. It's Foppers, F as in Frank, OPPERS, Pet Treat Bakery. And so, what types of product do you have?
Well, we manufacture 100% all natural dog treats. They have hundreds of different types, ranging from little mini bones that are about 3/4 of an inch all the way up to large treats like a 9-inch bone. They do a wide variety for every type of dog. The great thing is they both have an agricultural background. They were both raised on farms. We don't outsource anything. We do everything in the facility. We buy all of our products from United States manufacturers, so we keep everything within the United States. All of our ingredients are from the Midwest. All of our packaging is from the Midwest. We really try to keep that that business close to home as much as we can. And something that we strongly believe in is made in the USA. That's all over all of our packaging. That's huge to know that the product is made in the USA. And I really feel that we have a quality product at an affordable price, and those two things are very hard to match up. You know, when you have a quality product, it's expensive, and the product she was presenting on QVC this morning was an assortment box, and it had over 270 treats in it. And it was a holiday assortment box that had 3 different mini bone packages with different flavors. We do chicken and beef and peanut butter and all sorts of great flavors. And we broke it down, and our cost, or their cost, was about 9 cents per tree. It was only $24 to buy the whole assortment pack of 270 trees. And I just really think that our values are being recognized by a lot of households, and they're picking up our product a lot more.
Interesting. Very good. Well, Emily, I want to, you know, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Do you have any parting comments, you know, for our audience, observations, anything like that, or advice that you want to leave with us?
Two things. I would say, one, I feel that directional motivation should really be taken advantage of. Listen to the interviews. I've listened to a lot of the interviews myself, and I've found a lot of useful information on the website. And another thing is, when you're interviewing, just remember, keep an open mind, because you never know what your opportunities are. Your opportunities are endless, and nothing is ever permanent. That's another thing people need to remember. If you take a job and a year down the road or 6 months down the road, you just can't take it anymore, go out there, network again, try to find another position that's really in the realm of what you want to do. My dad jokes that he's 50 years old and he still doesn't know what he wants to do. And he's worked at a company for over 20 years. And so nothing is ever permanent. He just switched to a different company after over 20 years of service with the same company. So, you know, keep an open mind, keep an open heart, and strive to network with as many people as possible.
Well, Emily, I want to thank you again. Our guest has been Emily Leffert, and it's just been a pleasure having you, and we just thank you so much for being one of our panel advisors on our site. Thank you very much for your service.
You're welcome.